Welcome to the Sita Life Podcast. I'm Chris Franz. Have you ever been in the situation where you hear about the great works of God, but it just doesn't seem real to you? It just seems you believe it with your mind, but somehow your heart doesn't participate. Years ago, I was at a Billy Graham outreach in Germany, and I was a counselor at one of the crusades. At the altar call, I was to help people and pray with people, and it was very exciting for me. And I remember Billy Graham preached in one place, and it was transferred over satellite into many, many different churches, and it was a very exciting time. And our church hosted one of these events, and we had it on our screen. And at the end, what you had to do is we did the altar call. We invited people to come. Now, that evening, two people came to the front for salvation. So I was, there was a young gentleman and a young lady, and I was responsible for the young man. And we went downstairs, and I started talking to this young man. And this young man said to me, he said, "Chris," we had introduced ourselves to each other, and he said, "Chris, I know everything. I grew up in the church. I've read the Bible all the way through. I grew up, I know all about Christianity. And I believe it," he said. And then he looked at me and he said, "But you know, it's all in my head. It's not in my heart. Somehow it's all intellectual. And it just, there's something missing." And I listened to this young man. And exactly what he was going through is what I had gone through at the age of 15. I knew it all in my brain, but it had not touched my heart. There was not a witness of the Holy Spirit in my heart that I am a child of God. My heart was not alive somehow. And so I started to share my testimony with this young man. And I said, "Let me tell you the secret of getting your breakthrough. If you want a breakthrough, what you need to do is surrender all to God. Make Jesus the Lord of your life." And I told him, "You have to give up everything that is competing for the throne in your life, and give it that throne to Jesus." And he nodded yes. And I said, "Do you want me to pray with you?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Let me ask you a question." The Holy Spirit prompted me at that moment. He said, "Let me ask you a question. Is there something that is holding you back from really giving everything to Jesus? Is there something that is in the way?" And he looked at me, and I saw him struggling. And he said, "Yes, there is." He said, "I have a girlfriend, and she's not a Christian. She's not saved, but I don't want to lose her." I looked him straight in the eye. I said, "Listen, the only way you're going to get a breakthrough tonight is if you make a decision right now that you're going to break up with that girl." Oh, he struggled. He struggled. He put his head down and he was thinking, and there was a quiet for some time, and I wasn't going to back off. After a little while, all of a sudden, he turned around and he said, "Okay, Chris, I'm ready to do it. I'll break up with her." And we began to pray together, and he prayed just a simple prayer with me. And as we prayed, suddenly the power of God came on this young man. And he looked up after the prayer, and he was so full of joy. And he looked me in the eyes. He said, "Chris, it's happened. It's happened. It's real. It's happened." And I was so happy. That young journalist, he was a journalist, got the breakthrough that day. And he was never the same again. You see, if you want the real breakthrough to Jesus, there can be no other idols, no other contenders in your life. Jesus has to be it. He has to be the Lord. And the only way you will get that breakthrough is to throw all other idols out. If it's a relationship, you need to stop the relationship. Of course, I'm not talking about marriage. You don't stop marriages. But I'm talking about if there are things that are holding you back, you need to stop it. There was a time later in my life where the Lord spoke directly to me. I was actually in a relationship with a young lady, and the Lord said, you have to let her go. I had to let her go. God always has to have the first place in our lives. And so I want to encourage you today. Let God be the Lord of your life. That's the only way you will truly live a victorious life and you will have the breakthrough. God bless you.